Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
I have an assignment for Mike Riesch, our broadcast engineer. We have to figure out a way, Mike, that at a subscription price, we can keep a mic turned on here during the commercial and the news breaks, and the listeners would have an enhanced participation.
You would have to charge for that, though.
Oh, yeah. It'd be by subscription, for sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Because then somebody that would complain about the content in that and the politics, be like, hey, you paid
you
for that.
Paid
that wasn't free broadcast.
You paid for that.
That's if you don't like it, quit paying for it. But that would be fun.
Yeah. We need an enhanced subscription module to the Rosie on the House.
And then probably an armed guarded escort to our vehicles after the broadcast. They'd be walking out of here packing heat.
Oh, man. All right. We promised those that were on hold we'd get right to them. We're talking solar power with two of our Rosie certified solar power contractors in the state of Arizona. Mike Bartoletti from Southwestern Solar down in Green Valley, associated with Green Valley Cooling and Heating. And then we've got Dan King, Harmon Solar, operating in the greater Phoenix Metro Maricopa County area. So we've got both areas of the state below the rim covered. If you've got a question about solar, now would be a chance to get on. We cleared a couple lines, and it's 1-888-767-4348. We promised, Jennifer promised Sally she was first. So we're going to take Sally, and then we're going to take Jenny. Good morning, Sally. Calling from Sun City. Good morning.
All right. Well, we
promised
tried.
Her she was first.
Should we go one more time? Sally?
Sally?
All right. Okay. Hang tight, darling.
We're going to put Sally on hold. We're not going to hang up, Sally. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll go to Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
My phone on speaker. Sorry.
There you go.
All right.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Okay. Well, we had some solar people come out to our house, like I guess a lot of people do. And in our neighborhood, it's a 70s neighborhood. It's kind of a neighborhood that's like declining in value of that. And we were uncertain whether we're staying in the neighborhood or not staying in the neighborhood. And we couldn't afford to purchase, so we were going on that leasing that you were saying earlier, something like 75% of people do.
Okay.
But the leasing goes up every year as well. And we were worried that because we consume more energy, because I had, my adult son move in with my grandchildren, maybe we consume more energy than the people buying the house would. And since they're rating it off of ours, we're not quite certain it would hinder the sale of a home in the future because you have that, 20-year lease. And so that was my question was, is it better to do something like that, or is it really better just to invest more in, trying to insulate your house?
For someone that hasn't received a solar estimate, what Jenny's talking about is when the solar company comes out, like a Harmon Solar or a Southwestern Solar, they look at your bill and say, okay, you're consuming 100,000 watts on monthly average. We're going to design a system for that consumption. And she's worried with all the extra people in the home, they're consuming more, that they're going to get an oversized unit that may make it hard to sell the home.
That's a valid concern. I mean, typically you might not see that. I mean, the roof real estate is typically not available to be able to provide that much of a system. So for that reason, if you're concerned about that, you could always design your system to be a little bit smaller, and it still would show value. It could still show value for you. The comment that she made, let me just talk real quickly about the lease price going up.
The hidden escalation clauses.
So, again, buyer beware. Make sure you read your contracts. There are escalators that can be put into most leases. And in some cases, an escalator might make sense. In most cases, I don't think that it does. And you can get a lease without an escalator that doesn't increase every year.
Nice.
So, again, you can give us a call. We've got lease programs that don't have escalators in them.
And she would call what number?
The 1-800 281 3189, and obviously she'd get in on the promotion this month too.
Okay, very good. Jenny, I hope that helps. And in the bigger holistic question you've got, what do I do first? You know, I think you guys would agree. It's hard not to get a whole house energy audit company to your home for $99. Get a whole house energy audit done. Take a look at the return on investment. I think the things listed in an energy audit that look at insulation, that look at glass, they look at ductwork, they look at infiltration from the doors and the windows is a completely different consideration than investment in solar. Am I?
Yeah, before you even think about solar, I think you should know how much energy you're using and consuming and figure out ways to save, to lower that bill before you even consider spending the money or getting a lease for solar. I was at the
Sabah Home Show?
No, I was at the Home Center the other
day. Home Center, sorry.
And,
I heard Home Center.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I could say that or not. But LED lights are unbelievably cheap. $7 for a floodlight that puts out 9 watts as opposed to 65 watts to 100 watts. I mean, that's a big energy saving. So go that route first and then think about the solar.
It's if you have a solar system or not, you want to be smart about
Absolutely.
Your power consumption.
Absolutely.
And getting a solar system doesn't mean you can be stupid about buying.
Correct.
Because now power is free, so I can do anything I want, right?
Well, there is another part to this equation.
Okay.
If you want to look at it this way, you could, you know, somebody could have their house set at 85 degrees because that's what they can afford. You could actually install a solar system, keep your cost of energy the same, but yet reduce that thermostat down. So your costs would stay the same. You would consume more energy, mm-hmm. but there's another benefit there as far as quality of life that you can get out of that putting solar on as well.
Yeah. Jenny, we'd be happy to recommend a whole house energy audit company for you. If you haven't got that done, let's start there. Just to ensure we're using power as smart as we can, take into consideration the additional family members that are getting ready to move in and what that means to the number of times the lights will be turned on and off, the number of times the doors will be open and closed, how often the air conditioner is coming on. And we also want to take a look at how you're currently buying power. And with all these other people in the house now, do we need to look at another energy plan? Just being on the right energy plan, mm-hmm. which doesn't cost anything, it just takes an analysis, can save people money. So, Jenny, let's visit. I hear a little anxiety in your voice. Let us help remove that from you, okay? Appreciate the call.
All right. Sally says she's ready now, so let's bring her back into the conversation.
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I'm calling on my mom and dad's behalf.
Okay.
They live in Goodyear. They've had solar since April 2011. They love it. My dad felt his bill was very high in June, and then when the July bill came, he called the engineer. They came out July 23rd. They installed a monitoring system for $650. And then on August 3rd, the monitoring system showed that in May of 2014, they had an uncommon data disaster that 8 inverters and 16 panels are not working now. And it was like one day, one inverter went down. 2 days later, another one went down. Like it was a rolling disaster, he told us. They were supposed to come out yesterday and fix everything. They have not returned our calls. They did not show up. And my father is very, very frustrated. And so we were just trying to see what you and your advisors would tell us to do.
Is this a microinverter system? Is this an Enphase system?
It's an Enphase system.
And what does that mean, Dan?
Well, Enphase.
I guess because I asked the same.
Microinverters. So each panel has its own inverter on it. And the technology, and I kind of deducted that from the fact that they're kind of looking at a panel by panel basis. I will say this, we have installed quite a few Enphase systems back in that time frame. And the M190 inverter that they had that was being installed at that time has had some problems. We are an authorized Enphase company to do service work for them. And Enphase does offer free replacements if the inverters have failed. So, and Enphase pays for it. So, I mean, we would love to, you know, she can.
They don't have to keep the frustration up.
No,
with
they don't
contractor.
Have to. They should be working through Enphase if it's a failure of the inverter. And they could actually call us and our people can actually get in touch with Enphase on their behalf and see if there's something we can do to help them.
Sally, you're going to be glad you made that phone call.
All I need to do is just maybe they can get Sally's number and I can follow up with her after the show.
We got it.
We appreciate the call. Hopefully, man, that sure sounded like it turned into a pretty good situation for him. Hopefully that's the case. Let's bring Richard in the conversation, talking solar generators. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just a quick question. Do the solar generators actually work when the power goes out? Is that a viable option to buy one of those kind of generators?
I'm not sure what you're referencing in the term solar generator. You talking about a solar panel?
No, the generator itself, like if your power goes out, you can buy a gas generator, like back east, they use it if the power goes out. It's actually a self-solar generator, so if your power does go out, you have a, you know, way to keep your power going. You know, backup generator.
You see them mostly for like, they sell them for campsites and disaster areas, like hurricane areas, tornado areas. Mm. I've looked at them before. If you have,
is it a battery, like a solar panel that
it looks just like a regular generator that
probably a battery that's there storing the energy? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And the only what I see when I look at that is if I was concerned, because you're not going to power much with it, but if I had a freezer full of like, you know, 5 months worth of meat from our feeder calf that we'll harvest next fall, being able to keep that cold. It might be worth it, but you've got to then be worried about your power being out for 4 or 5 days. So, I mean, what are you preparing for?
Yeah, strictly from a cost perspective, I would think a gas generator would be so inexpensive if you need to power things in your, you know, in an emergency situation.
And you know what's even the propane generators mm-hmm. are incredibly affordable yeah. now, and those will last a long, long time. In fact, those. Propane, of course, you would expect this from Barrett Propane, but they use the propane generators for their cooking stuff. And a 5 gallon thing of propane outlasts 5 gallons of gas almost. I won't quote it, I'll look it up and bring it in the next break. But it's phenomenal what those propane generators do.
All right, we're here with our solar experts, Mike Bartoletti of Southwestern Solar and Dan King of Harmon Solar. We're going to take a quick break, come back and repeat our Rosie on the House only listener offers. You'll need to stay tuned for that if you're considering solar. These are two great companies to get out to your house to just visit your way through all your issues, your skepticism, your concerns. Let them do a complete analysis on lot orientation, the load of the panels being mounted to your roof, the uplift that can create, the historical purchase of power at your house, the increased living demands on the changes you've got coming up in the future. All that can be calculated. All those question marks can be answered. And we'll show you how when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.